If you love golf or just great storytelling, you've got to check out Invested in the Game, a new original podcast from Charles Schwab. Each episode highlights remarkable people who have dedicated their time, energy, and heart to the sport. You'll hear from voices like Sam Hahn, CEO of Lab Golf, PGA Tour player Ben Griffin, and Nick Schreiber, the visionary behind Old Barnwell Golf Club. Now, you might be wondering, why is Schwab doing a golf podcast? Well, you might already know Schwab from their five other podcasts covering investing and the markets. Quick plug, you can find those at schwab.com/podcasts. But this one's different. Invested in the Game goes beyond finance into something many of Schwab's clients are deeply passionate about: golf. Schwab has supported the game for decades through events, promotions, and sponsorships at both the pro and collegiate level. This podcast is their way of sharing the incredible stories behind the game. Listen now at schwab.com/the game or wherever you get your podcasts.
So is this official? Teams haven't announced anything, but more and more newsbreakers are saying it.
Is this breaking news on the Fan?
Well,
or
Jeff made the report. John Morosi had it first. Jeff put it in the update there. We can...
All right,
hey, go, it's breaking news.
Yeah, go around. Yeah, hell yeah. Go ahead and do it again if you want to. The sound of it makes it feel really important.
Jeff Passan has more words than his.
All right, let me go to Passan now. Keep the bed going.
Well, it's Passan,
ESPN, local guy. Toronto Blue Jays finalizing a trade to acquire right-hander Shane Bieber from the Cleveland Guardians, sources tell ESPN. The Jays have been looking for another starter, and they got one in the former AL Cy Young winner. First to the news, he writes, John Morosi. John Morosi from MLB Network and NHL Network.
I got to say, I'm blindsided. I was not made aware of this.
We did not acquire a hockey player in return, so I...
We get a Tim Hortons?
I was not made aware of this yesterday when I was volunteering as part of the mom's walk with his wife up at Huntington Beach yesterday.
Beg pardon.
So
you were with Shane Bieber's wife?
Yes. I was
Was Shane there?
No, it was a mom's walk.
What were you doing in a mom's walk? You're a dad.
Well, my wife was up there, and we were with the kids, and we kind of joined in on the mom's walk.
You weren't already a part of the mom's walk?
No, I kind of... In fact, mom's walk was kind of over there, and I was over.
Okay, you be a member of the men's club and the mom's walk?
Let's table
you gotta
that.
You got to pick a side.
We got to table that for another day. Please, somebody remember that, because that's a very...
Yeah.
You just joined in on somebody else's event, which is something else.
I'm going to miss those times that we were able to share.
Sorry to break up your mom's walk.
So Shane Bieber is gone. He goes to the... Toronto Blue Jays. I'm not surprised. I'm not sad. I mean, you know, he had a good run here. We wish Shane well in his future endeavors. But I'm not upset. I will be upset if Stephen Kwan is gone by the end of the day. Yes, I will be upset. Because I'm very, 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 very glad I heard Eric in Columbus out, or I would have been wishing I could call that guy back and apologize to him. Because at first, I thought he was advocating for a Stephen Kwan trade and that we would be still a competitive franchise. That's not what Eric and Columbus were saying. With Stephen Kwan, and Eric is the exact person I agree with Stephen Kwan, guys, you're two and a half or two right now? Games out
two
of the wild
half,
card.
Two and a half.
Two and a half games out of the wild card. You're at 500 right now. The Angels are lesser than you, and they've bought in. The Angels are trying to make some sort of a run. And all we want to do is plan for the future. Boy, this team just loves planning for the future. Everything is going to be down the line. Everything's down there. And if you are a financial planner, that's the right thing to do. If the Guardians were running your retirement account, you'd be pretty happy with the Cleveland Guardians. Everything is planning for the future. I'm going to be set up when I retire. But you want to win now. This is professional sports, for crying out loud. And if you let go of Stephen Kwan, I'm sure we'll get a haul. We'll get the Dodgers catching prospect.
We get an everyday player?
Which, again, tell me what you think of Andrew Berry when I say that DeJuan Jones has to replace Jed Wills. Okay, so if I get a great catching prospect, he has to replace Bo Naylor. So the same thing can be said about Antonetti and Chernoff in that case. We're going to lob grenades over at one guy. Better be ready to do it at the other guys.
We have Bob Nightingale says, Double-A pitcher Kai Steven, Blue Jays number 5 prospect, is heading to Cleveland.
Number five prospect.
He's coming off an injury. That's pretty good. That's for a guy who's coming off an injury. That's pretty good.
MLB has already put out the image of Shane Bieber with a Blue Jays underneath him.
I got to say, that's actually more than I thought we would be able to get for him, considering who knows what he's got left. Who knows? We had some optimism early in the season, and then, you know, setback, and it always seems like there's a setback.
Seems to always be that. 216.
If you love golf or just great storytelling, you've got to check out Invested in the Game, a new original podcast from Charles Schwab. Each episode highlights remarkable people who have dedicated their time, energy, and heart to the sport. You'll hear from voices like Sam Hahn, CEO of Lab Golf, PGA Tour player Ben Griffin, and Nick Schreiber, the visionary behind Old Barnwell Golf Club. Now, you might be wondering, why is Schwab doing a golf podcast? Well, you might already know Schwab from their five other podcasts covering investing and the markets. Quick plug, you can find those at schwab.com/podcasts. But this one's different. Invested in the Game goes beyond finance into something many of Schwab's clients are deeply passionate about. Golf. Schwab has supported the game for decades through events, promotions, and sponsorships at both the pro and collegiate level. This podcast is their way of sharing the incredible stories behind the game. Listen now at schwab.com/the game or wherever you get your podcasts.
474-0092, Frank in Washington, D.C. You're Frank. Next up on the Fan.
You know, as I kind of just look at the news that's developing, I'm kind of with you guys about Bieber, but if they trade Stephen Kwan today, I also think this needs to be the last move that this front office makes. And I think that we now need to really explore the idea of completely changing the entire organization. I don't know what's going on with the Dolans, and obviously we can't force them to do it. But the sooner they can get the heck out of this city and leave us alone and give this to Blitzer, the better.
Do you think it'll be better?
Paperwork now.
Why do you think it'll be better with Blitzer?
Money.
What do you think he'll have? Where do you think he'll have the payroll?
It's a good start, I have to admit.
I just don't know what you're basing it on, though. Like, where?
He's worth $3.1 billion and doesn't use the organization as his main form of revenue. That's the difference. So
why do you think he hasn't taken over the team already and just bought the remaining?
So far, I agree with Frank.
The remaining money.
I don't think the Dolans have probably let him do it. I think that he probably would if he could, well, Frank, but I guarantee they haven't sold it to him because they need the money.
If they needed the money, they just would have completed the sale and taken the money from the sale.
Give the sticking point that you have. Are you willing to share this on the air? Give the sticking point of what you think is between those two and the sale.
Yeah, that they're distressed asset, and we're going into a work stoppage.
Frank, thank you very much for the call. They probably disagree total price.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. What's the valuation of this team without a local TV deal in this market that has got it? I got to be honest, it's just a reality. Like, limited partners, it's limited advertising situation. Like,
it's almost this right, is like buying GameStop shares a couple of years ago.
This is not the cash cow of like where the Jacobs were when the Browns weren't here and the Cavs were an afterthought. Like, they had every suite in that place sold. It was obviously a sellout every night, but they also had the partners. They had the every company in town wanted to be a part of that.
Yes.
That's just never going to be like that again.
Yes. You almost need a whiteboard on the radio to be able to do it. From my understanding to this, of what you're saying, Dolans want to sell up here.
Yeah.
David Blitzer would like to buy down here. David Blitzer doesn't want to buy up here and then work stoppage TV deal, boom, boom, bad. He would like to buy down here and then deal with that, but they don't want to sell it because they know it's going to be worth more once the work stoppage is taken care of, or the possible work stoppage.
If they get the finances in order.
And the TV deal is taken care of.
I mean, the Rays just sold for $1.7 billion. Okay, so think about that as a metric, as a barometer. I mean, we just saw these NBA teams are going for so much more than that.
Stadium's in better condition. The Rays have a TV deal set up or no?
They
had a better one than us.
They're going through the exact same struggles. They might be on the last year of their local TV deal, and then they're going to be at square one.
Yeah, the only thing you have up on them right now is you have a place to play.
Yeah.
Podcast coming up at 10:15. What else do you want to get into in the podcast? Is it too late to talk about Ozzie's funeral?
I got some we could talk about. No, it's not too late.
What do you got to talk? What do you got something to talk about?
Looking back, what do we think of Shane Bieber's Cy Young season? He started
well. Started
12 games that year.
You certainly
60 game season. Right?
And he got a Cy Young.
You have
discussed that. Won the pitching triple crown that year as well.
And we got the number 5 prospect.
Is there some sort of a hot take you have about Shane Bieber's Cy Young season? Is that why you're bringing this up?
I'm just curious how we will look back.
You talk about
season.
This on the Mom's
well,
Walk
and,
yesterday?
And we'll throw in, because did you hear what Daryl Morey said about LeBron's 2020 season?
What was that?
Said it's just genuinely the feeling around the NBA is it's not a real championship. 2020 is a weird year. Remember Ohio State playing the national championship and we had 25 guys out with COVID? Nobody talks about that.
I was told it was the busiest sports summer ever.
Pete Werner's still running. Still trying to catch Devontae Smith. You're going to get him, buddy. Keep going. You're going to get there.
Want to hear some great golf storytellers? Check out Invested in the Game, an original podcast from Charles Schwab. Each episode dives into the stories of people who have poured their time, resources, and passion into the world of golf, like Sam Hahn, CEO of Lab Golf, PGA Tour player Ben Griffin, and Nick Schreiber, the visionary behind Old Barnwell Golf Club. So why is Schwab doing a golf podcast? Because their clients don't just invest in markets, they invest in their passions too. Listen at charlesschwab.com/the game or wherever you get your podcasts.